Hello, dear Sudan. Welcome to chapter 11 of a learning on marketing strategies or tourism marketing. The chapter 11 deals with planning marketing strategies. What are the learning objectives that we go through with the beginning of the new chapter so that we understand and we flow accordingly? Understanding the concept of strategic planning or the marketing strategy. That will be one of the learnings. Know about the principle of strategic planning. How the strategic planning is done. What are the basic principles that we need to follow or understand. Next, we will also try to understand and know about the parts of marketing strategy. What are the elements that are counted in the marketing strategy? And know the process of formulating the marketing strategy. So with this learning objectives, we will also add to this, beginning with need for strategic planning. Now we have understood the learning objective, But now we need to understand what is the need. Why we need to do the strategic planning. So let's explore that. It is important for any business to have power of decision making. Again, it is imperative for any business to have power of decision making. Without the power of decision making, the business cannot move forward. And for that, we need strategic planning. Then we need to decide and communicate the goals of carrying on a business and objectives to pursue the long and short term. So these are the basic requirements or the need for strategic planning. Now the business are having a wide range of choices. The implication of them are not clear or rather vague many times. You don't know. Sometimes you see, for example, in startups, they come up and they're not quite sure. We are launching it. We have done a market research and we now want to strategically plan. But we are not clear whether we will be successful or not. So in this context, the decision making becomes crucial. And this is one of the components of a successful business. Because you have done your research, you have done all logical thinking about it, you have looked at various factors. Now as a businessman, you have the power. And then you start making a decision. And with understanding of a wide range of choices that you have picked up, you will take a business decision. And you need to take. If you don't take a business decision, what all you have researched will go into cold storage. So the business sets strategic objective and make efforts to achieve the same so as to become leaders. This is how the leader of any business emerge. Because they have done research, they have put the strategic planning into action, they have taken decision, or they have made decision. So business objectives have to be achieved. And as such, they become a business leader. Be it is Mukesh Ambani, Adani, Tata's, any business, Azim Premji, any business corporate that we take and we talk about, they had all these steps done before starting up their corporates. They have long history for that. Even for example, when Air India was taken over by Tata Group, they went into the research and study for over 2 years. And then they took the decision of buying Air India. Strategic planning involves important activity, the decision making, and this is where corporate or business owner shine out from the others. That is why someone want to work for someone and someone would like to become a decision maker and become a corporate or a business person. The need for strategic planning is not only important for the business itself, but also for its survival, prosperity, and all the subsequent decisions related to business operation. So you can think of various things that work behind action to be taken for business that we saw in steps about planning, strategy, and decision making. So in the context of travel and tourism industry, we need to now apply this need for strategic planning from travel and tourism perspective, why it is most important. Because you would like to see market growth, you need to think about the strategic planning because the changing economic conditions globally. Scenarios have been changing all around the world. It is not smooth walk for an industry as such. Also, the strategic planning for tourism industry is to, it discontinues in market training. I'm sorry, discontinues in market trends. And it is utmost important because issues like globalization, mergers, strategic alliances, and investment in new project. And this is what happened when Air India was bought by Tata Sun, Vistara came into and they merged. Singapore Airlines is an investor as an alliance in Vistara. And globalization that has been seen all around the world. So businesses, when they start, they would think of global scenario as a factor. Look at the companies like Larsen & Toubro. They are bidding for international tenders. And so many such examples can be given where issues like globalization, merger, strategic alliances, and investment in new projects are required. In travel and tourism industry also, a lot of tour operators, travel agencies keep merging with one another so that one particular brand comes out after the alliances. We need to understand what is strategic planning now. A business management activity that is used to set priorities, focus on energy and resources and strengthen operations. That is the strategic planning, ensuring that the employees and other stakeholders are working towards common goals, assesses and adjusts business direction in dynamic competitive environment. We have a dynamic competitive environment. We continuously talk that businesses are not a smooth walk. There are competition in everywhere. We are not talking about anything which is a monopoly. But under normal circumstances, most businesses around the world have a competition. And that is where we need strategic planning so that you can ensure that employees and other stakeholders are working towards a common goal and they assess and adjust business direction in dynamic competition. So there should be one common goal for all those who work for the business. Once again, strategic planning is a systematically executed set of activities that produces fundamental decision and action that share and provide guidance. It's a systematically executed set of activities. Guidance on what is the core in the business. That's the strategic planning activity. What it serves, what it does, and why it does it, with a focus on the future. This is what one of the qualities of a business person is, the corporate. They have a focus, because business is not done for a day. It's not a vegetable vendor who is just selling for the day and gone. So focus is there for the future. Effective strategic planning looks into not only where the business is going and the action needed to make progress, but also how it will know if it is successful. And that results can come out only when there is a serious setting up of a strategic planning. So the businesses need to act on set of objectives at two levels. Any objective that has been set. Say primary thing, for example, an airline would like to serve domestic and international passengers. One of the examples. So the two levels are long-term level that comprises of deciding and formulation of the strategy for an entire business over a long term. And of course, strategic planning required for a short term that comprises of international aspect of strategy formulation for the business in terms of the specific market and products in the short term. So for example, an event management company in travel and tourism industry will only plan for a short period for an event that's happening for a short time period. Whereas long-term planning of theirs is, they are the organizers of event management. One particular event, short-term planning. Overall, round-the-year planning of any event is a long-term planning. So business are supposed to act always on two levels. Otherwise, you are not into a successful business strategy. So let's summarize. In summary, any strategy is a statement of goal and objectives. It is written down sort of thing in form of goals and objectives. And while we need not forget that the goals and objectives are the outcome of wonderful and a detailed market research. A framework of resources needed and planning of activity so as to achieve desired goal. And that's the vision. And the vision put into action with the help of research and strategic planning will be delivering the goals and objective that the business has set up. It may involve market research and analysis, as I said. I mean, no strategic planning can happen without a good market research and analysis of the market. Budgeting and monitoring of the activity planning and execution is required. Do you have the budget for this type of marketing activity? Or you only depend on the seed capital? Would you need additional funds? And what's the source of raising those additional funds? How would you source the finances? All these are also element of strategic planning. Where the funds would come in? Will it be at a short-term loan, or a loan from somewhere, etc., etc. So budgeting and monitoring of the activity planning and execution is required. One of the very important parts of strategic planning. This is to ensure progress is in the right direction. Strategic planning, all planning assumes that the effort in time and money is essential to produce profitable result. The profits are the focus. Profitability, the bottom line, all action plan put into action, all strategic planning taking shape, all market research being carried out, the focus is to produce profitable results. And strategic thinking is also part of the process. That's why there are think tanks in the organization whose job is to continuously keep thinking. They may not be working like a day-to-day employee working in day-to-day routine activities. The strategic thinking tank are people who continuously keep thinking to achieve the objectives and goals set up in form of strategic planning. So it is required to satisfy the investor and the other stakeholder about the direction the business seek to pursue. As investors have put their money in, they would like to know what's the return. They would like to know what will be the outcome of the money that they have invested in, what they would see as a result. So they will need to work towards strategic planning. Now we are in 21st century, and let's look what the strategic planning means in 21st century. The corporate marketing strategy and its role in achieving leadership in the competitive market is the most significant aspect today. Leadership and competitive market. Look at the mobile phone, the leadership with the Jio. And they are in a competitive market where they have VI, they have Airtel, and other service provider for mobile phone. With that, they are still the leaders. So that's the corporate marketing strategy we are talking about in 21st century. Why it has been designed as such? Why we are focusing on this? Because it is mainly due to uncertain economic changes that are happening globally. We never thought of something that suddenly happened. The finest example is COVID. Look, the COVID came in for which none all around the world was prepared for it. Not necessarily in travel and tourism. None of the businesses were prepared to face COVID. So that's one of the reasons why strategic planning is required to see the uncertain economic changes. Suddenly you think of heavy taxing. Tariffs being put by US. Visa fees have been raised. Implement that from tourism point of view. So that makes destination like US more expensive to travel and difficult to process visa. Putting a pressure, financial pressure on the applicant of visa to put additional money to apply for a US visa. This is one of the example of economic changes that are happening. Suddenly you find the growth of the economy come to standstill in many countries. Certain economies are seeing negative growth. So uncertainty prevails. Then of course, development of information and communication technology contributes to strategic planning and strategically thinking, putting up objectives and goals. in 21st century, another scenario that has emerged is enhanced capability of the companies to think beyond and act. It's not only certain thing, then they would always think ahead of it. That's why when in any office, a staff is asked to put up their own activities, they say exceed the expectation. So most organizations, their leaders expect their staff to exceed what they budgeted, what they planned. I mean, that is very logical thinking. If you exceed what you plan, then you are doing wonderfully well. Despite X, Y, Z as an hindrance, as an economic change, or as any event that emerged suddenly out of nowhere, you still enhance and work with the best of your capabilities to think beyond and act. Of course, not thinking something which are not logically possible or not legally possible. We have scenarios where certain illegal things have been also put to ensure that you think beyond what you would like to do. But that is not here to be discussed. So growth of travel and tourism industry will remain growing, because travel, going out of your comfort zone for a holiday, out of your home environment, will remain with the human being for future to come in. And that's why on a personal level, you also think and plan when you do your holiday. Most holidays nowadays, they say planning takes place well within the span of 59 or 2 months before the actual holiday is being taken. So growth of travel and tourism industry, no doubt, is seeing a big growth. You have more flights coming in, you would have more airports, you would have new destination, new to specific market that will emerge. If you attend travel and tourism exhibitions, every year you find some another country which never exhibited in the past participating and displaying their product. We had Peru, we had Monaco, we had Morocco in recent exhibition exhibiting about their country. Many of us even may not be knowing where Peru sits on the map of the world. So growth of travel and tourism is continue to grow, and more the reason for us as tourism players, students, academia has to think of strategic planning for travel and tourism as well, because that gives people option to travel. More flights are available, more destinations are promoting. There are different affordable approaches. People have additional income coming home, at times double income coming to home, and so on and so forth. Another strategic planning that we look at is what is further referred is any strategy need to be flexible so that it cannot be adjusted as per the market changes. No, it should not be something which is embossed and cannot be rectified. Yes, there should be always opportunities. I'm sorry, there should always be possibilities of molding or rectifying the strategy that was initially thought to be functional, but due to various elements, it had hindrance and challenges as it has to be rewritten or redesigned. It should be flexible. Then responsive to the global changes. Should be able to respond to things happening around, because we live in a global village. Anything happening anywhere is known to us with a span of one news, which comes on your social media in a span of time. an aircraft experiencing a problem comes to you in next 5 to 10 minutes. And it could have happened somewhere far away from your own market environment. So global changes would continue, and we have to be having a strategy planned in such a way that you should be able to modify and responsive to those global changes. Look what happened. I was giving you this example. Now, USA has started charging extra money for processing your visa, a fixed sum other than the normal interviews, etc. So this is a global change that suddenly took place after the President Trump took a decision. Now, what does that mean? Those who would still want to go would go ahead with paying extra money for processing the visa. Alternatively, people would have a plan B. I don't want to go here because it's too expensive. I don't have that big budget. I would move to another country. So you should be able to responsive. You should be able to have a responsive planning of adjusting, modification, and addition. So in today's business environment, new concept like strategic business unit have emerged, where business unit advise to us, and all those strategic business unit are there, present, ultimately helping us or emphasizing on a strategic planning. Increased need and planning resulted into development of business across various dimensions such as corporate vision, leadership, coordination, and support, etc. So we see that increased need for planning is ongoing. There are think tanks available in big corporate thinking, sitting in India, but looking at international scenarios. Adani is talking of managing not only the domestic airports within India, but they are applicant for airports and management in other countries of the world. And likewise, we are talking about many increased need for planning because we are now global citizens. So more the need for coordination, for corporate vision, for more support and quality leadership with the help of strategic planning. We now turn the leaf and come to understand strategic planning principle. What principle are aligned with the strategic planning? All kind of strategic planning is concerned about and involve the following elements. And what are those elements? Let's read on that. The market position. Where do you sit and what is your market position? You see, a lot of reports keep coming to us. Where do internationally different countries sit on the arrival of foreign tourists in their country? And ironically, France is sitting on number one position as to getting highest number of foreign tourists arrival in their country for a number of years. 100 million plus. And France has been successfully sitting on that number one position. And likewise, the market position plays an important role. Dubai is one of the top five airports of the world where highest flow of passenger happen. And as I said in my previous chapter, not all those coming to Dubai on different flights are Dubai-bound passengers or UAE-bound passengers. They just come there to connect. This is how they made Dubai as a hub and a very young airline. It's just 30 plus years old airline, not very long history. But they positioned themselves in the market with strategic planning and vision. So strategic planning is required to involve, one, the market position, the two, the market or customers. So Emirates Airline flight meet the needs of customers. What I know is all the passengers who fly on Emirates internationally, from India to anywhere, not all of them are Indian. There are international passengers also who opt for Emirates Airline. Because of the customers, you have to think of strategic planning. Emirates Airline distribute iftar, which is breaking fast meal, to passengers who may not be eating because they are fasting, and they give a packet to all those passengers as their meal. Instead of eating on the flight, they can eat when they break the fast. Likewise, during Diwali, during New Year, they distribute complimentary gifts to passengers. This is how they plan to gain the customers, to retain with the strategic planning and sitting on a number position. Opportunities or prospectors in the market. They don't leave any opportunity which knocks their door. This is what strategic planning explains. Any opportunity that comes in, they would like to grab it. Of course, with thinking. And that is how you do a strategic planning. And of course, you need to have a roadmap. You can't be a wanderer. You cannot be a person who is just wandering around in business. You have to have a roadmap future, a planning strategically done where I am today, what I am strategically planning, and where we would be 5 years from now. And then, of course, all that planning without action is just a dream. Vision with a plan results into action. And that is what is strategic planning. Otherwise, it's just a dream. You thought of this. You strategically designed it. You did a market research and shelved it. No action taken. So it was just your dream. So coming back again, the basic concept of corporate planning elaborated, namely, I said this, vision and mission. These are always spelled out by any strategic planning corporate. Well planned, well strategically planned principle in a corporate will spell out, will highlight what is their vision and what is their mission. It will also elaborate on objectives and functions. It will also have the principle of market environment overview. You can't just turn a blind eye to the market that you are working in. No matter who you are, look at Emirates Airline, Etihad Airline, Qatar Airways, and all successful airline. They continuously look at the market environment, where they are, how they can be successful, how can they implement their vision and mission into action or goals. What are their objectives and how they have been successful? All successful stories are shared and told. All comes out of strategic planning. Outline of the strategy, again, elaboration done on what is the outline of this strategy and plan of implementation. How we'd like to do this? Look at the planning which we have done for Navi Mumbai. We had a vision that we would have another airport for Mumbai. And the reason? Because the city's airport, which is Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport, couldn't take much load anymore. More flights are needed. We have no slots. So that was the objective. And then we saw the market environment, the number of passengers are rising from Mumbai going internationally as well as domestically. So we needed, that was the vision, that we should have a second airport for Mumbai. It came very late, in fact. Let us be honest about it. Mumbai Santa Cruz Airport has been sitting there since independence, which is now extended to Sahar, which is not an airport but terminal. So Terminal 2 of the same airport, Terminal 1 and 2. So I'm giving you a practical example to understand the concept of corporate planning by picking up Mumbai as an example and putting up before you the existing airport and the new airport built at Navi Mumbai Airport. So outline strategy was designed. We took long to build it. Almost approximately 8 to 10 years it took for the airport to be completed. And now it is implemented. It is functional. And now the third airport has been done on a paperwork coming somewhere close to Palghar. That will be again a third airport for the city of Mumbai. Yes, so that is strategic planning principle. Metro, for example, underground, the metro network that has been done around Mumbai should have been done long time back. I'm not going into that now. I'm just implementing and highlighting to you what strategic planning principles suggest to us and how they are taken into consideration. Let's come back again to marketing strategy and move further. It is the mainstay for planning of the business revenue and future. So you would like to earn money. You would like your share prices to shoot up. You would like investor to get good return on their investment. You want bonuses to be given to the shareholders. You would like employees to be benefited out of any project. Then the planning of revenue is to be done seriously in the marketing strategy. Identification of market segment, products, and related activities of steps required to achieve desired objectives. Very simple to understand that you have product and what steps you have taken or need to take to achieve the object, and this is what we like to sell. You have set up an airline because the demand for domestic is rising, so another airline came in. That was the focus. What will be the future? How we will tap more market? Some failed, some are successful. Kingfisher disappeared. Jet Airways disappeared. Damani Airways disappeared. But yes, you have Vistara sitting in. You have Indigo functional. And so on. These were some examples for you to understand from the travel, tourism, and hospitality industry to understand the marketing strategy. So aim to get business revenue and market share against competitor. Everybody has a right to have more business. We have a scenario here. We have market economy. Once upon a time, aviation was purely a government setup. Only Air India, Indian Airlines, were flying. But now it is market economy. Come enter this market. Travel and tourism industry, come there. Invest money. So aim to get business revenue and market share against competitor as well as ensure customer satisfaction. What else you can think of than satisfying your customer and earning revenue? The happy the customer, the more the business. Customers, happy customer would not mind paying extra money to get that satisfaction in the operation. So that should be the focus of a marketing strategy.